We have to take a stand. Kash Patel creates legal offense trust to sue establishment media, big tech. By Christina Wong on August 8, 2021. Former Pentagon Chief of Staff Kash Patel is taking on the establishment media and big tech for defaming him and other defenders of former President Donald Trump with a new legal offense trust he recently launched. As first reported by Breitbart News, Patel launched on Thursday a trust to fund lawsuits against the establishment media and tech giants who have defamed and allowed for the defamation of him and others due to anti-Trump and anti-conservative bias. Patel, who was the lead House Intelligence Committee investigator on the Russian collusion hoax and later served in various roles in the Trump administration, explained what prompted his decision in an interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday with Breitbart News's Washington political editor Matthew Boyle. "It got to the point where these personal attacks became more than just attacks. They became defamatory statements they would put out there. It got to the point where they went so far over the line that you've just got to say, enough's enough. And I know I'm not the only one they did it to. And so we said, let's get after them. We have to take a stand, we have to be able to fight for those who are similarly situated and take them to court. Take the CNNs and the Politicos and the New York Times and Washington Posts to court and call them out for their reckless conduct and take the Twitter and Facebook and tech giants to court and call them out for the same. Their unplatforming and unlawful activities." Patel, who is already currently suing CNN and Politico for defamation, said Democrats and the media made up his involvement in the Trump administration's withholding of defense aid to Ukraine, which Democrats used as a pretext to impeach Trump a second time. "They called me a genocidal dictator of all things, if you can believe it. And then they started just lying about the history of my service at the Department of Justice. And they made up my involvement in the Ukraine hoax, where President Trump was forced to be impeached, and obviously acquitted. But they threw me in the middle of that because Adam Schiff had a card to play in there. And he still hated me so much, and I said, enough's enough. You can't destroy the family name anymore. I'm coming after you guys. You guys have defamed me. And I filed lawsuits and I'm going to do more." Patel said the cases against CNN and Politico are still in progress, slowed in the courts by the pandemic, but he is eyeing more targets, such as Twitter, which will not take down an account impersonating him. But Patel said the money raised for the trust is not for him. It will go to helping others in the same boat retain good lawyers and fight their cases in court, he said. "We really need to raise money to help others situated like myself. And again, it's not for me. I'm not using the money for me. I'm taking all the money we raise and moving it out so that everybody can have their day in court because they were wronged by the media and the politicians in this country." Breitbart Middle. Kash Patel, August 7, 2021. Patel also shared his views on the Biden administration's national security performance, contrasting it with the Trump administration's. "It was very simple under President Trump. Protect America at all costs, defend our nation, defend our borders and our citizens and kill terrorists overseas, bring home hostages and make sure we take out the Iranians, Russians, and Chinese, and we did that," he said. Fast forward to this administration, and what you have is the politicization of the national security apparatus in the United States government. And the people that suffer the most are the American people. They are going so far to the left, they are hurting us, he said. When you politicize the national security apparatus of the United States, you destroy career officials like myself, who fought so hard under multiple administrations to protect America, and the people just lose credibility in the government, and that's what's happening now. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.